Far-left Corbynista, your party admits losing data of tens of thousands of members. By Kurt Zindulka on October 29, 2025. The shambolic rollout of Hezbollah, the as-of-yet-unnamed far-left party of former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn and his radical acolyte Zara Sultana, continued this week after it was forced to admit that it has lost the data of thousands of its members. The tentatively named Your Party, jokingly labeled Hezbollah by detractors, which will seek to court the socialist and Muslim voting blocs in Britain, has said that it is facing a frustratingly difficult situation in which the party has lost access to the data of over 20,000 paid party members. The issue arose after co-founder Sultana, who resigned from the Labour Party earlier this year, apparently independently launched a membership portal on September 18 without consulting with Corbyn or other top members of the party while accusing her co-founder of running a sexist boys' club. The information of those who signed up and paid their dues was collected by a bank account operated by Mo Operations Limited, which was established to help the fledgling party, The Telegraph reports. However, after Corbyn launched another membership portal just days later, Mo's directors were reportedly confused by the seeming open conflict within the party and have yet to hand over the membership data they collected to the party. In an email, the leftist party told supporters, "Many of you joined your party via the membership portal promoted by Zara on Sept 18. If that applies to you, you are a member of your party. But because your membership data is held by the company that took your payment, Mo Operations Limited, we have had no way to access it or integrate you into our membership portal." The party told supporters that they could sign up again on the new site by selecting the I Already Paid button to receive 3 months of free membership. They concluded by saying that although multiple written requests for the data from Mo have been mired in legal issues that have proven intractable and that the party would no longer wait for the lawyers because of the pressing need to involve all members in our democratic process. The chaotic launch of the Corbynista party, which is still in the process of determining a name for itself, has been mired in leftist infighting since the outset when Sultana broke ranks to announce the party's formation before Corbyn and apparently unilaterally declared that she would serve as co-leader alongside the septuagenarian socialist. Leadership also remains a question, with some members previously attempting to stage a coup against both Corbyn and Sultana to have the leadership be selected from the rank and file of the membership. The shambolic rollout of the party has seemingly aided the far-left Green Party, which has risen in the polls in recent months as it also is competing to siphon off far-left and Islamic voters from the governing Labour Party. However, the three-way split between Corbyn's party, the Greens, and Labour is ultimately likely to redound to the benefit of Nigel Farage's poll-topping Reform UK party, which has also sought to woo defectors from Labour in socially conservative but economically left working class, Brexit-backing regions. Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.